Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an al-Hakim has stated مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةً, and Allah ta'ala is so kareem, Allah is so merciful, He has so much love and affection He has given to this ummah, that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his sadaqah, such great messages and such methods for how to reach into paradise. Allah Ta'ala has delivered those messages to us via the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that nobody stays behind, and so that everybody in the ummah arrives into paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such deeds and amal that if we implement them, then we can easily attain paradise. And even if we then don't, despite all of this, we don't practice and take advantage, then it's surprising. It's surprising to have that situation. That Allah Ta'ala says, in other words, that even if you do a good deed equivalent to a particle of dust, imagine this, مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةً, Allah Ta'ala says, one particle of dust. Is there any value for a particle of dust? Tell me. If you do a good deed equivalent to one dharra, one small particle, and that good deed, when you practice it, even if Allah Ta'ala says that even if that deed is hidden within the rocks and the stones, the Quran has stated, Allah Ta'ala says, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, or if it's hidden in the skies, in the heavens, a dharra, a speck of dust, a particle. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, if it's in the skies or in the heavens, how many layers? There are seven layers of the heavens, and imagine all of the space and area, that one layer of the heaven, 500 years of travel, not here, but the distance in the hereafter, and then the vastness, the broadness, and the depth and the density. Imagine this, that nobody knows about this place and this space. And within there, Allah Ta'ala says, even if one of your deeds is there, in other words, how much Allah Ta'ala's karam, His mercy is there upon this ummah, that with which tariqah and method Allah Ta'ala wills that we go into paradise. Look at this, think about this. أو في الأرض, or Allah Ta'ala says, if somewhere in the earth your deed is hidden, it could be on the vast crust of the earth, it could be hidden within the depths of the oceans, it could be within the depths of the ranges of the mountains, it could be within the crust of the earth, which has got seven portions, it could be within rivers, it could be in the air, it could be in the sky, it could be within the clouds, it could be within the earth's crust and the rocks. Allah Ta'ala says, wherever it is, your deed. Aha, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that my mahbub servants, I will take them out from everywhere, your deed, wherever they're hidden. And on the scale of justice, I will deliver your good deed to be weighed on the day of judgment. This is Quran. Subhanallah. So look at the criteria Allah Ta'ala has given to us for ease of committing good deeds and for them to be accepted. Allahu Akbar. And we say Allah Ta'ala has given an example of one speck of dust. Because from Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, from Allah Ta'ala's wisdom, there are different people in the world, we'll see. There are rich people, there are people with health, there are people who are wealthy, or somebody's constructing a hospital, or buildings, or masajid, the house of Allah, madrasa, he's got money, he's spending. And then there's somebody like me, a fakir, somebody like people generally speaking, they look and say, oh look, he's earning Jannah, paradise, where will I go now? And he's healthy, he prays the Hajjud, he's reciting Quran, and he does prostration in the night. And there's another person, a woman, she becomes ill, and she has the desire. Her heart feels so much when she hears or sees other people, they're prostrating a lot. This many Quran have been recited and completed, and how he's keeping the fast in Ramadan. And then the person says, gosh, a sigh, a deep sigh, how will I go into paradise? I have nothing to assist me, to give me the means for the rewards in Jannah. There's people doing ibadah, somebody's a hafidh, somebody's a alim, big scholar. Somebody's a hafidh, they memorize the Quran. Somebody is earning through his effort, through his hifz of the Quran. And somebody's a scholar, somebody's doing action, this and that. So where will the jahil go? Where will the person who is illiterate, doesn't know how to read the Quran, where will he go? That he lives in the village area or the rural area, he's not studied, he's not had that fortune to study and to get that ilm. So there's a classification here. And there's different looking types of people and different grades of education. Somebody's got wealth and energy and health, or has the means and study and education of deen, and they reach to Jannah due to these means. And those people who don't have these things, what will they do? So Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, no. That this is not the example here, this is not the case. Allah Ta'ala says, even if it's equivalent to a speck of dust, your good deed, you will see the enjoyment of that in the hereafter, but have courage. Have determination. Because there are people who become despondent. Oh, what shall we do now? You know, they've got this. What can we do now? Oh, they can pray tahajjud, but I can't pray tahajjud. What shall I do? Oh, he's a hafiz of Quran and I can't do this. Allah Ta'ala has given the hukam. Don't feel this. Don't be upset. Don't be upset. Allah Ta'ala says you don't need to be in this situation. There are such means and tools Allah Ta'ala has given to us to earn Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a total path and a way of how to do amal, of how to practice. That Allah Ta'ala inspires and motivates. Subhanallah. That don't think like this. Stand up. Have courage. Determine. Be determined. Be determined. One. Can you not read Quran? Read one line of the Quran. It's a small deed, is it? Fair enough. But it's still a deed. Okay, read one word. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because what Allah Ta'ala said here, the Alif, Lam, Mim. This is one word, but there are three letters. Alif, Lam, Mim. This is a Tabarani hadith. And maybe it's daif, or, you know, but the explanation is there. But I won't go into the depth, but I'm presenting the hadith. So if it's daif, that's fine. Because the ulama have stated, at least the daif hadith is there. It's acceptable in order to give targheeb and methodology and encouragement to people. So what's this hadith? That one letter of the Quran, when it is recited, because you have to be linked to the Quran. If you recited one letter, alif or lam or meem, with each letter, Allah Ta'ala will repay the person. He will have the nikah, the marriage with the hoor of paradise. So what a great reward. So first is the reward. That where will you get the hoor? You won't get the hoor in hellfire, will you? If Allah is saying in the hadith that if you recite this Quran, you will get the hoor, then where will the hoor be given to you? Not in hellfire or Jahannam. So it's obviously it's in paradise. So it's here, it's proven that the letter of the Quran will take you to paradise. So this is proven. What a great deed that delivers you to Jannah. So can we not recite this? If I've not read Quran, alif, lam, meem, we can read? Or can't we? Yeah? So we pray Surah Ikhlas. We can recite Surah Ikhlas. And this is in the Quran. And there are letters within this surah. With every letter there will be a hoor. And where will that hoor be? In Jannah, in paradise. So one word of the Quran, one letter of the Quran takes you into Jannah, into paradise. Delivers you into paradise. And then, and who will do the nikah in the hereafter? It won't be Mulana Sahib or Qari Sahib. It will be Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who will conduct that, or will host that. So you know when in your marriage a woman comes and she brings the jahaz, and her parents etc. give her something, and then for example the hoor, when she will come and she will get married to you, obviously she will bring some goods with her, and Allah Ta'ala will say with this hoor is coming these treasures or gifts. So Allah Ta'ala will be hosting that gathering. Imagine all of the palaces and the mansions and the goods and the luxuries the person will earn in paradise. And what is behind this? One good deed. Alif Lam Mim. Just one example. This is the method. I can't say I don't know the Quran, I've not memorized the Quran, I don't know how to read the Quran, however much you know, even to open the Quran. So if we can't read the whole juz, the whole chapter, the whole para or a ruku or a section, but make one habit that I will read one line of the Quran, then I'll depart my home in the morning. Is that a honest promise, sincere promise? You have to open the Quran. And here Allah Ta'ala has given us the targheeb, the methodology, very big assistance and encouragement, how Allah Ta'ala has prepared the deeds for us. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-azim. And how long does it take to recite this kalima? A year, a month, or some power you needed, or special energy? No. Allahu Akbar. It is stated that person who recites this kalima once, that person, that individual, Allah Ta'ala will give him so much reward, so much thawab, like a person has his whole life done dhikr kathira, in abundance, he will get that much reward. Tell me. Tell me. And further, on top of that, additionally, as soon as that person recites this kalima, then his sins will fall off his body just like the leaves fall off the tree in autumn. Is Allah Ta'ala not merciful to this ummah? Is this Allah Ta'ala's gifts and treasures to the ummah? Mithqala habbatin, Allah Ta'ala says. At least do a good deed, at least do a good deed equivalent to a speck of dust. Subhanallah. Did it take a lot of energy? No. Subhanallah. Once, it is stated once, when an individual recites Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. I've told you this hadith before. You know the mizan on which the deeds will be weighed. You know the mizan? Allah Ta'ala's scale of justice. And Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah, Allah, can I see your mizan? And Allah showed it. And it was such a great mizan from the east to the west, the horizons. It covered that area. And our every deed will be put on that scale. From Mashriq to Maghrib, Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam said, Allah, such a big scale, such a big weigh pan. And we won't have that many deeds. How will we put those deeds on the weigh pan? It's so vast and its width is from the east to the west. So how did Allah Ta'ala prepare? Allah said, I've prepared your one speck of dust good deed. How? Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you this one kalima. This one kalima, Subhanallah. When an individual with a sincerity says Subhanallah, then that weigh pan of this mizan scale, it will fill up half, 50%. 50% will go into that scale. The weight. What can I say? How can we go through these examples? What Allah Ta'ala has prepared. For example, you're coming, there's a person walking in front of you, and your face is away, not looking, and you see that person, then you just look towards that person, you smile a little bit, you'll get paradise. You will earn paradise on this action. That you saw a person, a fellow person, human being, and you looked at that person and you smile. You looked at that in a nice way, that person. So you'll get reward. So you just glance at somebody, just a little bit, and you smiled a bit of a smirk, intentionally, bit of beauty and a smile. Allah Ta'ala says that straight away you'll get the reward, that you smiled at and glanced at that person. Allah says, bas, that is classed as a good deed. Allah is looking out for us all the time. And many small examples, you come into the masjid, and you see there's a bit of dirt, or a little piece of wood, or a little particle, or piece of paper, you take it, put it into your pocket to clean the masjid, you'll get paradise, Jannah. Paradise. And then let's go further. Allah Ta'ala is giving to us. Who is giving to us? Think here for a moment. That ajeeb, Allah Ta'ala has given us this targheeb, that this is my basis of giving and my criteria. That think people will be in Jahannam. Jahannam will be full of people. And this is reality, that the words we just discussed and the kalima that I said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilallah, Wa Akbar, Wa Quran, Alif Lam Mim, or the smiling, picking up the dirt in the masjid, and all these different examples, I can say with a guarantee, I'm telling you honestly, that in life, there will be very, very many people will have passed away in their lives. Millions of people who have not recited Subhanallah or Subhanallah Alhamdulillah or read the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy is upon you people due to the sadqa of the wali's wala. Otherwise, what did we know? What is kalima? Did we know? Think. We sit with the wali of Allah's in the sohbat. And when I say wali of Allah, don't look towards myself. Look towards Hazrat, my shaykh, because I'm not the wali Allah. When I speak about wali Allah, awli Allah, don't speak about myself. Who am I speaking about? My shaykh, my teacher, because it's his faiz and I'm his servant. I'm spreading the message. So we don't understand. Ask that person who's gone into the grave. The angels will say that, did you not even have the tawfiq, the capability in your life once? You could have said Subhanallah once. And wallahi, there are millions of people who are departing from this world who have not even once in their life recited Subhanallah. Think, go back the years and the decades and search that how much did we value this kalamat. Yeah, and who tried to learn the kalamat, recite them, or to look for the knowledge, or to learn the knowledge? I'm telling the truth here, but for us it's an insignificant thing. Or is this something? Is this a deed? Are there people in the world who don't do this? But take up our history, our ancestors, and we'll understand that how much did we used to sit down and say Allah. Even now, how much did we remember Allah? And how many times did Allah come from our lips? Millions of people are departing from the world. You know, for example, and this is not the basis of success, you're praying tahajjud, this many Quran, this many umrah, this many wood, you made a hospital or masjid. This is not the basis of success. Allah says, once if you say Subhanallah once, and Allah will announce on the Day of Judgment, bring one person who just did this much at least, that Allah Ta'ala says, I will extract his deed from the skies, from the earth, from the crust of the earth, from the core of the earth, from the depths of the oceans, from the skies, from the clouds, from the heavens. If once he said this good deed, Allah Ta'ala says, I will search it, find it, bring it to his scale of deeds and send him into paradise. This is Allah Ta'ala's basis, Allah Ta'ala's criteria. And we today don't even have the tawfiq, the capability, the determination to earn one good deed. And I've given you a few examples. A few examples that here, Allah Ta'ala says, my whole universe is full of opportunities to do good deeds. But what's the difference? Why don't we practice? Why? Why? Allah Ta'ala says that I will bring to you, I will bring to you and give to you. I will extract from wherever your deed is hiding and I will bring to you and put in your scale of deeds. Because Allah says that I am khabir. That is there anyone more than me? That there's nobody more than me who can see and my nazar and my vision is there looking. So we shouldn't worry here, Allah Ta'ala says. That who will look at this good deed? I just laughed and said this. Who will have noted this? That Allah Ta'ala says, that don't worry about this. Who is Allah Ta'ala says, I'm latifun. That my shan, my state is that, such that nothing can be hidden from me. That I can see everything in the universe. Allah Ta'ala says that. Allah Ta'ala says the ashikeen, and who Allah Ta'ala gives them the splash of his nearness and marifat. Allah Ta'ala washes their qulub and their nafs. Then in the world they say, Allahu Akbar, that the dunya is nothing for us, the awliya. They say this, don't they? So those people whose eyes, alhamdulillah, these are the walis of Allah, and those people who say that the dunya for us is nothing, it's insignificant, it's a minor, because we're preparing for the hereafter, that this for us is like a seed, a very small seed, it's insignificant. And then the prophets of Allah, imagine the power and the vision of their eyes. Imagine. The only Allah, the wali of Allah, if he's saying that the dunya is insignificant, there's no value in my eyes. And imagine the prophet of Allah, says, and then imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, latif, all-knowing. So can we think about this? Allah Ta'ala is giving us the, imagine, do we understand this? That we are his servants, Allahu Akbar. So why are we afraid? So Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us that ya bunayya innaha in takum mithqal habatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin. Allah says that, oh my dears, that my creation, you don't know. Allah Ta'ala says, even if there be the weight of a mustard seed of your deed, and it's hidden in a rock or in the skies or in the earth, Allah says, fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi ya'ti bihi Allahu, or in the earth, Allah will bring it to light, Allah will show it. Allah says, don't waste any opportunity. For example, if you start a deed with Allah's name, bis, you say, begin in the name of Allah, then the whole condition of that deed changes. You're eating, the dish is in front of you, and you're not saying the name yet, you haven't said Allah's name yet. Today the whole world, tell me, how many people, I'm telling you this point here, that today we don't even have the tawfiq, that this good deed we can commit it, we're passing away, we're going to the graves, we're going to bury people, the bad persons in a bad situation. We're about to pass away, we're ill, and at the time of death there's only one thing we know what to do, make food for that person after he's died, and we think, oh, just create, cook some halwa and food and feed other people and he'll be forgiven after his death. There was a person, and what was his situation? That he used to, you know, after eating, for example, you have, after a person passes away, and some days after he's passed away, or a few days after he's passed away, the people, their relatives, they host a dinner. And I saw myself that an individual, his father had passed away, and he'd invited brothers and people to eat at his home. And to his son, who just a few hours before that, he bought the food and the people were eating the food. And he said, you're eating on your own the meat, you know, the meat, give me some meat. And he's saying to that brother, son, whose father's just passed away, give me the pilau, give me the food, give me the meat. Why are you just eating on your own? And I was present there. And that brother, he stood up, the son whose father had passed away, and I understood he was in a bad state. And he was crying so much, he went and cried. He said, what kind of people are these with hard hearts? My father's died and he's worried about the meat in the plate? Think about this. But this is the dunya, this is our basis, that we think we're forgiven. Eat, we're going to the person and we're eating the food at the house of the deceased, and the reward is going to the person in the grave. We think that that's, look how long that person was alive, and after 10 years that person passes away. And when his food is being served to the people after his death, then shall I ask that person, that person who's eating, selecting the meat, then how much reward are you getting for your adab-i-qabr? How much of the punishment is being decreased? Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at least earn such a deed, that at least once in the life say subhanallah, at least once say, Allah ta'ala says, I will seek that deed and bring it into the light. But Allah, we don't even have the tawfiq. The men, the women, the brothers, the sisters, we don't have the tawfiq that we can sit down and commit and implement the good deeds. And this is common. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ, that I am unfathomable in my wisdom, I'm all aware. But despite knowing all of this, we'd have this awareness, we have this knowledge, we don't have the passion that Allah Ta'ala has opened a path for us. And what should we do? Then not even 1 minute should we be lazy. Should we neglect? This is a temporary world. There's nothing in this dunya that will give us permanent reward in the hereafter if we don't utilize it in a correct way. Allah Ta'ala has given us time and awqat and deeds and practice. And this is our hal. And what about normal people? Common people are departing from the world and the graves are being filled and people are dying and the dunya is continuing on its journey. And people who are departing haven't had the chance. Millions who don't know the kalama, not once in their life have they sat down and recited the kalama sharif once, la ilaha illallah, or recite subhanallah once. This is surprising. Isn't it shocking? Allah Ta'ala has given targheeb, methodology. Come towards the right path. Spend your time productively. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the hisab. He will account upon his standard. Allah Ta'ala says that according to the deeds, the person who didn't, he didn't have the tawfiq, he didn't understand, he didn't have the education, and he didn't pray or recite, he will be accounted for his deeds according to his status. And we have Quran, dhikr, morning, evening, tasbih. We know what is dhikr, we know what is deen, we know what is Quran. And we will be asked on our level. Not that, did you say once subhanAllah in your life? We won't be in that group, because Allah Ta'ala has given us a rank, a maqam, an opportunity. Is unraveled and revealed to us the deen. For example, if there is in the mud the spider, in the dirty mud or the filth from the sewers, and there's a spider, Allah Ta'ala says, you're not that, are you? Allah Ta'ala has taken us out from that condition and set us on the thrones of the deen. So Allah Ta'ala will account us according to our level and situation. So we need to think it. What great rewards Allah Ta'ala set aside in the hereafter. And life we waste if a person understands the deen and he doesn't practice after that. So how sad this is. How sad this would be. So now there's a point that comes from here, that you have experienced and I have experienced, and we see the world and the dunya. What's happening? What's happened to the dunya? That we read the Quran, why don't we understand the Quran? That this verse of the Quran, in such a way it has come, that this verse I've recited, that this is the dua of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, who explained to his son, Ya Bunayya innaha. He's explaining to his son, that, oh my son, oh my dear son, read the Quran. This is Surah Luqman. And Allah Ta'ala liked this nasiha that Hazrat Luqman gave to his son, that Allah Ta'ala delivered this message to the whole ummah. Allah Ta'ala preserved it in the Quran as a verse and delivered this to the whole ummah. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam saying, oh my son, Ya Bunayya innaha intaku mithqal habbatin min khardalin. The Prophet of Allah is saying to his son, oh my dear son, and then continued Hazrat Luqman, that verily if there be but the weight of a mustard seed, and though it's hidden in a rock or in the skies or on the earth, then do that action, implement it, because Allah will bring that deed to light and put it onto your scale of deeds. Just like I gave you the example of deeds that will be put into the scale. No deed is small. No deed is insignificant. No deed is hidden from Allah. Allah says the veils will be removed, and the walis of Allah teach us this. The awliya Allah, they are the ones who bring us into that condition and state of mind. And he doesn't say, I've prayed this many tahajjud or this. Imagine the status of the wali. Allah will say, Allah, I've committed this deed, a small deed, mustard weight of deed. Allah, forgive me. And this will be the basis of their understanding that all their life, though, those walis of Allah who didn't leave one great deed. And what will they say to Allah? Allah, I have nothing to my name. Allah, I implemented this small deed, Allah. I did this action, Allah, this deed which is weighing like a mustard seed of weight. And who are those people who are alive? The awliya Allah who have woken up. Now if we think for a little bit, the how the people's hearts are made. Now me, how can I give an example? I give the example of a wali of Allah, and we are his children, as Ali Murtada Nur Allah Marqada, may Allah Ta'ala allow the rahmah, his rahmah, to descend on his grave. 1933 or in the 1930s, mashallah, he was a wali of Allah from that time. And he explained his story himself, and I heard this, I saw this with my eyes. The first Hajj Hazrat did in the 1930s. Imagine the halat. There were ships on the water, there were no aeroplanes, and there was the British government, the British Empire, person living in the countryside in the rural area at that time, and a wali of Allah who desires, he wants to see the house of Allah, and he didn't have food at home, no clothes to wear, and he has the desire to do Hajj in that day and age. He had no means. And what did he think? The wali of Allah think. Now maybe this is for us a example to give us the method, because the wali of Allah is the secret of Allah on the earth. The wali of Allah and his words that are within his heart and mind, we can understand his feeling, his emotion, and never has he made apparent The wali wala, he doesn't play games, expose himself, look, I'm this, and I felt this, and this is my maqam, and my rank, and my status, and this is my karamat, or I've seen this vision, or this miracle. They are ajiz, they are sincere, and humble, and simple. And whenever he said something, if it was, then definitely it was for targheeb, to explain to us, to encourage us, to give us methodology. And today we are sitting and listening to his words, and I'm giving you the targheeb, the methodology, encouragement, coming from the angle and direction of my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib. So my Hazrat Sahib said that my first hajj, how did I prepare for it, and how did I go on that journey? I had nothing to my name. I had no wealth, no money, and I wanted to travel to go to hajj. I didn't have no food, nothing, no money, and I just made Allah pleased. Imagine, so when we heard from his blessed statement, and what great jewels and precious advice he gave to us. When Hazrat used to speak like this, and the brothers in the gathering used to cry out, shriek out, Subhanallah, that Subhanallah, what a wali of Allah, what great advice. He used to open the hearts, unlock the hearts. And today we play games in the gathering of somebody, a wali of Allah speaks, nobody even looks. There's the Sheikh speaking, and it comes out of one ear and one out of the other, and our hearts are like rocks and stones. Maybe those are good days, 4, 5, 6 decades ago when I used to go there, Subhanallah, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And obviously today we have contamination and pollution in the ummah, things that distract us. May, let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala makes our hearts soft. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Listen to the words so that we can have an effect on the hearts, not on the ears, but on the hearts. Let's do dua. We should appreciate, we should value this, that this is a good deed, to listen to wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, sit in the majlis, and so that his words penetrate the heart. This is a good deed, a great deed. Don't waste any opportunity. So Hazrat said that, okay, it was difficult for me, it was poverty times, difficult times, and I needed to please Allah. And how was he going to please Allah? The person who was already praying tahajjud, his tongue was moist with the dhikr of Allah, his life was full of the dhikr of Allah. Was there anything left for him to do to please Allah? Dhikr, Allah, Allah, in his whole body, in his whole life was Allah, Allah's name. His life was a reflection of deen, tahajjud and dhikr and ibadat, and so many things. So what was he presenting to Allah? And he was telling us that I thought of a method now. I will implement a certain action, a deed that will please Allah, and that will open up the route for me to Hajj. So what did I do? Said Hazrat, that you know the dusty streets and the alleyways, I started to remove the rocks from the street. And how did he do that? With his hands. He said every morning after Salah I would do this action. I would remove the rocks and the obstacles and the boulders from the streets and the alleyways, and then I would do dua to Allah. That Allah, I've removed the rocks and the stones from the path of the people when they're walking. So Allah, I want to go to your home. Please remove the obstacles from my path so I can get to your home. Third day, Hazrat said, that Allah Ta'ala prepared my journey for me, my trip for me, and I was standing at the bus stand and people were dropping me off because I was going to go to Hajj. Subhanallah, this is the solution, brothers. Alhamdulillah, look at his sincerity, humbleness. And what deed did he implement? What did he do? That the stones on the road and the path from the pathway of the people, this is not a small deed, this is a great deed. It seems and hears as a small deed or a good deed, but he knew the Quran, Hazrat, that this is the value of a good deed. And then he gave that example that, Allah, I can do this. I've got no salah, no dhikr. My deeds are not worth it. I can't prepare and present these to you because they're not worth anything. So Allah, I am doing this for your makhluk creation. I'm serving your creation. Allah, open up the doors for me to God. Allah, accept this from me, because if you are doing an action to serve the human beings, then that's definitely accepted. There cannot be pride in it. For example, you take the broom, you start sweeping the ground or the floor, and in that there's no riya. Is there that? Allah will not say that's not accepted. That's accepted upon accepted, because you are serving and assisting the creation of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala says, whoever loves my creation, I love him or her. Do you understand? Always, if you get an opportunity to serve the human beings, the makhluk, that's a great azim, azim action, best of actions to serve mankind. So Hazrat gave the reference of his deed of assisting the creation, and Allah Ta'ala opened up the doors and the journey. So let's think now, we read Quran, we've had a discussion now. So why don't we have that passion and desire? Allah Ta'ala has given us the methodology of how to earn good deeds. So why don't we implement good deeds? Why don't people in the world practice good deeds? Why doesn't the ummah do good deeds? Why don't we understand that we should do good deeds, pious deeds? Allah will give us the ajr and the reward, and we can benefit. What's the reason for this? There's a reason for this. And what's that? There's one reason here. If we look at that reason, and we make that reason distant from us, far from us, we eliminate that reason. There's a reason that doesn't allow us to practice good deeds. For example, I prepare a feast here, put out the mat, and put all the dishes down, say, come and eat. And one man sits down, says, I don't want to eat. I said, why don't you eat? And everyone's partaking and eating and nice dishes and tasty food. He says, no, I can't eat. And you say, why? Why can't you eat? He says, I'm ill, I'm sick. My stomach is upset and I cannot eat. Oh, how sad. Everyone else is eating and you're missing out. How sad, you're missing out. Why is he not eating? Because his stomach is upset and he can't eat. Otherwise, he'll have problems or pain. Allah Ta'ala has laid out the dasturkhan, the mat of all good deeds. People are eating, implementing good deeds, earning reward. And what are we doing? We're sitting there on the mat of good deeds and we cannot consume them. We cannot earn good deeds. We can't practice good deeds. Why? Why? Why not? It's too difficult for me to implement good deeds. I can't implement them. What's the reason? Because I'm ill. I am sick. What am I? I am sick. I'm unwell. We are not healthy spiritually. We cannot consume the good deeds. We can't implement the good deeds. That's it. It's as simple as that. I need to reflect and ponder and analyze myself. Am I sick? Spiritually sick. Now I'll give you the second example. What's the sickness that I've got that I can't implement good deeds, come towards good deeds and get rude? What's the sickness I've got so I can give the cure and implement the cure? So the name of this sickness or the meaning of this sickness is that I don't have fikr-e akhirah. I don't have worry for the hereafter. I'm not concentrating on the hereafter. I'm not paying attention to the hereafter. I don't have my attention towards the akhirah. That's why it's been stated. Allah Ta'ala says that, I'll give you an example. Allah Ta'ala gives that, for example, I've done a business or you've done business. And it's a very simple example I'll give you from business because we'll understand the worldly example. That when a person becomes a businessman, he goes to his shop in the morning, or I used to go. Nowadays we have internet online business and transactions. Even that, you have to sit on the computer and you have to run your shop, isn't it? So the first worry that the business owner is, okay, what stock shall I buy? What will sell? What will not sell? What will be in demand? How much should I buy? Quantities, colors. So much focus. The business owner, the proprietor will go and buy some stock and they'll get a phone call. Do you know that this garment's selling a lot? Where do you get that from? Then he'll run after that stock item. It'll come to his mind that this is in demand. While he's eating, he's thinking about this. Oh, and if I buy that stock and put that into my items, into my stock list, then I will succeed and I will sell. This is how a businessman thinks. Totally. Okay, no. His items have sold. Mine would have sold. And he's eating. He's speaking to his wife. I need to get stock. He's speaking to the children. And so what do we realize from here? Is that the businessman, his attention and focus was towards the business. And always in his mind is business revolving. He wants to improve his business. Improve. He wants it to increase and expand. So the person, those people who pay attention to Allah and they think about Allah, they always have the fikr of the akhirah. The how will I be elevated in the akhirah? What good deed shall I earn? What amal should I do? What action shall I implement? How shall I earn thawab? And so his fikr starts to improve and change. So we are sick. We don't pay attention to the hereafter. And our attention is not towards Allah. Our focus is not towards Allah. That praying salah is not focusing on Allah. This becomes a habit. If Ramadan comes and we fast, this is not focusing to Allah. Allah Ta'ala standard is what? Allah Ta'ala said that earn good deeds, implement good deeds. And how many? Even if it's equivalent to a mustard deed. So Allah Ta'ala is hinting, always come to me. Always think about me. Pay attention to me. So you're always thinking about practicing good deeds. And this is the hint of the Quran. My brothers, understand the meaning. And understand the meaning from a fakir, a wali, a friend of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is saying one good deed equivalent to the mustard seed. Allah Ta'ala is saying that your focus always mithqal habbatin. Mithqal habbatin min. Allah Ta'ala is saying that the shopkeeper, the owner of the business, always thinking, oh, these shoes, these clothes, this garment, this item of stock, whatever he's selling, clothes or products or commodities or whatever the person's thinking or selling, he's always considering about his stock, what he needs to be selling or what he needs to be putting into his stock items. Just like, for example, we have a plumber, the plumber shop, the merchant shop. All our brothers, they know this trade. You go to the plumber goes and says, I need a screw. Have you got a screw this many millimeters, this long? And the shop owner says, yep, I've got some. What's the value of that screw? One screw. Is there any value? Oh, I get it myself. So a screw, you know, a screw, a little screw, and 1 centimeter or 2 centimeters long. And you say, have you got this many? Have you got this much quantity, this length? So even in my mind, I need this many screws, this length, so that they don't run out, so I can sell my stock. So the person who's got a plumber's merchant or a builder's merchant shop, he has to buy the stock. So Allah Ta'ala says, focus on me this much that you come to me for every good deed. For every good deed you come to me. And you don't discard any good deeds. And this is the Quran, my brothers, my friends. And this is the message of the Quran.
and we don't understand this message, and millions of people have departed from this world, they're passing away, they're in their graves, there's punishment, big, big adab, and they're being asked, Jahil, you are those who understood the Quran. Why didn't you read the Quran? I gave you the words of the Quran, the meaning, and I gave such a big reward for Subhanallah. Why didn't you recite this in such great kalamats and verses? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. أَحَدًا صَمَدًا لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. This is a kalima, isn't it? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And how much thawab? 2 million rewards. 2 million rewards. And while you're driving in the car, you recite it. While you're cooking the food, the sisters, while you're kneading the dough, while you're bathing the kids, and until the evening, millions and millions of good deeds you can end. And people are passing away, and we don't know if somebody ever recited it or mentioned it on his tongue. Don't even know about this kalama. How long does it take to recite this kalama? Tell me. How long to say? 2 million rewards. Recommended, guaranteed. Guaranteed, but no, I don't want to do it. We don't know about it. We don't have the focus. We're not conscious. We're not aware of Allah. And we're ready for the shop. We will look at screws and the stock, how many nuts I need, and bolts and screws. And if this decreases in the stock, the customers will come. And I write it in my book that, I need to go to the warehouse, cash and carry. I've got to buy some goods and stock. So I've given you an example of a small screw. He'll travel after a week and he'll write in, I want this type of screw. This is the stainless steel. This is the stock. This is the material. And he'll bring it back and put it in his builder's merchant shop to sell to the customers. And this is the value he has. And we don't have the value for 2 million rewards. The amal, the deed that will give us 2 million rewards. Tell me, is Allah Ta'ala not merciful? He's made us do some dhikr. He's taught us dhikr. And should we not be grateful for this? Think about it. What were we before? What we were? We were totally foolish, mad, jahil, ignorant, illiterate. We didn't know about kalamat or subhanallah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. What is the word? We didn't know anything. Just one thing. Dunya, dunya, dunya. Just regard towards the dunya. Person can judge. Wherever our thought process goes, that is the fikr and the worry we will have. If today we had true, honest fikr of Allah in our hearts, my friends, then I would say by night, so many good deeds we could end. Because in every breath Allah Ta'ala has kept a good deed. In every step Allah Ta'ala has kept a good deed. In every breath, O servant of Allah, me and you, we need to think and focus towards Allah. Think about Allah. Pay attention to Allah. And what's the cure? That how do we create an awareness of Allah and focus to Allah? How do we cure that and bring that condition about? With an honest, sincere heart, do dhikr of Allah. This little bit of dhikr we do, look how much we have learnt. Isn't it? That since we started to do dhikr, and hasn't a difference come into our lives when you didn't do dhikr, and now you do dhikr, you remember Allah, isn't there a difference and an improvement to your life? You're a better human being. How can we say that dhikr does not improve a person, or makes a person a bad person, or wasting time, astaghfirullah? Ask your own lives, that has this not made you a good human being? That now the hal of our dhikr, we still not dhakirin. We still have not entered into the field, the playing field of the dhakirin, the standard of dhikr. This is the reality. We haven't done this. That we need to do more. We should be doing more. But the standard of dhikr that we should be embarking upon, we're not practicing that. We have to be honest. We have not come into the path yet. We've not come into the field yet. Because the dhakir, the good dhikr, the honest dhikr, the asal dhikr is that, the alhamdulillah, that after tawbah you do dhikr. And tawbah means that we will not repeat the sins again. Our rizq will not be haram. Our earnings won't be haram. There will not be any sins in our life. And it will be a nice, clean, pure life where we will consider our deeds and think about our amal. And that is the right dhikr. Always controlling the nafs and the desires, and always seeking permission from the shaykh and getting recommendation from the teacher, and purifying the desires and the heart, being alert and cautious, and thinking that you are humble and lower than others. And this is the true and real dhikr. And if a person does dhikr in that condition, then tell me, he will become fana for Allah. He will be immersed in the love of Allah. The subhanallah. Do you think Hazrat was born? Was Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi born like this? And was Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahmatullah was like this? Was Hazrat Gharib Nawaz like this? All of these Hazrat and great personalities were those who sat their whole life long, they remembered Allah. And the standard of dhikr was a high, high standard. So as a person, today we do a broken down dhikr, we eat haram, do bad actions. Then when we recite a few verses, we come to the dhikr gathering and we've learnt coming to the majlis. But is this the answer we'll give to Allah? Allah Ta'ala will ask that, did I teach you dhikr for this reason? So you can just be happy in parallel and haram and leave jamaat, salah and congregation and do bad actions and do bad to other people and do zina with your eyes. Is this why I taught you dhikr? Allah says that you had no value and appreciation for your dhikr in reality. Is this right or wrong, my friends? So we
MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala has put us in a high, high stage of majlis and gathering. So what we should do is that the dhikr Allah Ta'ala has given to us, at least we should implement that according to its standard and what it deserves. So what's the cure? Dhikr is the cure that will breed within us the awareness and the focus of Allah. So what we should do is go with honesty to the wali of Allah, a true wali of Allah, and learn dhikr. And how should we do this? Then the sins should be distant from our life. Takabbur, sin, fraud, and haram, and pride. Line them up, eliminate them, then do dhikr. Then Allah says that you will become my servant, and then you don't need to worry about anything else. Then it's just Allah, Allah. And everywhere, you'll be focused on Allah, you'll be aware of Allah. And just like the shopkeeper is worried about his stock, and the tools and the things he needs to bring to his shop, and I will say that at that time you will be worried that what deed shall I do that will earn Allah's pleasure? What deed shall I do that Allah will be pleased with me? What stock shall I bring into my shop that will sell and the customers will like it? So what deed shall I implement that Allah will like them? I will run left and right, do good deeds, big deeds, small deeds, serving people, helping people, and no deed will I consider as insignificant. The question doesn't rise, and this is the shan, the wali of Allah's power. This is not always their thinking that let me do an action that pleases Allah, let me feed this person, give him water, or shake this person's hand, or smile at this person. Always, never does the wali of Allah consider any action as insignificant. These are the deeds that we need to implement that will give us Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, and they will become fanafullah. So my brothers, my colleagues, these points came to my mind today, alhamdulillah, and I've delivered these to you, and I've shared these with you, I've heard these points myself, and don't think these are story, jackanory tales, folk tales. We should listen and allow those words to impregnate our hearts. And after the bayan finishes, I'll tell you my own method. I go to my room straight. When I get home, 15 minutes, I do maraqma. What did I say? What did I just say, Allah? What did I discuss? What did you make me say? I think and I reflect, and then I do dua. That Allah allow me to do amal on this and practice on this, because this is not some am and common majlis. This is not a talk or a speech. You will hear that my words, you will see with time, you will have learned that my words are unique and practical words from the Quran, from the Hadith. Nothing to argue about, no difference. I don't say bad about anyone. We don't get into firqa or sects or groups, or this person's this and we are better or they're not. We consider everyone is a Muslim. Everyone is a believer, and mashallah, everyone who's doing practice on the deen and making FML, except we don't need to argue, create differences and groups, and someone saying Ameen loudly, someone saying it slowly or quietly, someone's got his hands on his chest, someone got lower, someone's praying like this, and alhamdulillah, we are practicing in our own way, in our best way we can, and making full effort. And we need to worry that the deen that has been delivered to us, at least we should fulfill and implement that deen in the best way. If we worry, what's that person doing? He's wrong, this is not right, that's innovation, let's debate, let's put this person down. Your life will be wasted in these actions. Tell me, is there any benefit in this? No. Okay. Somebody's different, his practice is different, your deen's with you, my deen's with me. Allah Ta'ala has sent us to his wali, and that deen was presented to us with the wali, and that came into our heart, and we've got the haq, because this is the path that's taken us to Allah, to Allah's nearness. This practice. Yes, this practice is not taking me to an impure, dark place. Is dhikr taking me to a dirty place? Is teaching me sunnah, sharia, Allah's laws, principles? Oh no, you're doing this, this is innovation, this is not right, this group, this sect does this, this is a cult, and you shouldn't go to them, don't listen to this person. Say, look, I don't know, I'm not worrying about that, I'm a new revert, I was a sinner before, I've only corrected myself recently, I've just recited the Qalama now, I don't need to fall into the debates, the deen I've received, I'm doing dua, I don't know how many breaths I've got left, and I'm going to be steadfast on this, and Allah will give me success through this, inshallah. Don't fall into any argument. My husband, you say this, beware. How dare we? If someone's criticizing you, we have no link with that. The deen we receive, close your eyes and follow that path and keep on telling the people the good things, and Allah will accept, inshallah. So what is adeen? Very easy. 5 times salah, and save yourself from the sins, leave the sins, follow sharia, follow the boundary of Allah's deen, follow the sunnah, and do dhikr of Allah in abundance. That's it. A to Z deen within a few words. We don't know the rest. Who's better, who's less, who's worse. Hadir, ghayr nadir, ghaib, and this and that. This is all in Allah Ta'ala's hands. Allah knows best, isn't it? And that's our deen. And do amal on this. And the rest don't fall into a trap or games. And he says this, this scholar said this, this mufti said this, this group does this, we don't do this. This is wasting time. This is shaitan who creates differences within the Muslims and the masses. Our job is to do amal on sunnah, on sharia. This is proof from Quran and sunnah. The walis of Allah, such great walis of Allah, in their lives was Quran and sharia. Deen and sharia, sunnah and sharia, not miracles and jinn and magic and black magic. No, sharia, Quran and hadith is in the lives of the walis of Allah, and they spoke about these things. Their appearance was like this, their amal is according to this, their ilm is according to this, and they deliver us to this. They do amal themselves, and they teach the amal themselves, and they say, amana wa sadaqna, this is the right path, I will follow this person. Totally follow that person. That's the guide. That's the teacher. End of story. No story, no argument. Oh, no, no, this happened and this didn't happen. No, no, you are right. You're saying the truth. And mashallah, you brother, fair enough. I don't want to debate with you. You are right. Your deen is correct. Keep following that. And inshallah, I will follow this path as well that I've been taught. So what do we need to do? What's the message of today? And I will summarize what I've said. Have you understood the message of today? Totally, you haven't understood? Okay, and I'm telling the brothers as well who are not here, the message, my friends, today I repeat, is that our focus is not towards Allah. We are not aware of Allah. We need to turn our direction and our focus to Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what's the message here? Lesson number one of today is that we are not focusing on Allah today. We're not aware of Allah today. We're not conscious of Allah today. We need to strengthen this consciousness and awareness. And how do we strengthen this? By doing the dhikr of Allah. That's it. Small summary. That's it. So if we're not doing good deeds, we're not implementing good deeds, we're leaving good deeds, this means that our focus and attention is not towards Allah. And if we depart in this way, then we'll be in a very bad position. We need to cure this situation. And what deed we need to do? Do dhikr in abundance, do dhikr in high abundance. And as we do dhikr in abundance, alongside that, if we want to cure our condition, when you go to the doctor, then what is this? The dhikr is like the capsule, the medicine, the tablet. I'm giving you the medicine, that eat this medicine, consume this. So the doctor, when you go to the doctor, he says, consume the medicine, eat the medicine, but at the same time, observe patience and observe caution. Don't drink cold water, don't drink hot water, don't go out in the cold climate, wear the sweater, the jumper. So you're taking the capsules and the medicine, but you're not observing caution. So after we go back to the doctor, doctor, I've still got a cough, I'm coughing in dhikr loudly. You don't let other people do dhikr because you're coughing and spluttering. And then when Hazrat said this, when the people said this, Hazrat says this and I'm coughing, or Hazrat says this and I'm doing dhikr in the same way, I'm not doing this properly. So where's this come from? Where's this concentration not there? So the doctor will say, I gave you the capsule and the medicine and the solution. Were you cautious? Were you careful? No, no, I used to eat ice cream every day, and I used to drink cold juices and drinks, and I used to drink from the freezer, frozen. So the doctor said, oh, you had coughed before, now you've got asthma. This is our hal. Hazrat, I do my dhikr, all my dhikr. I say, how much? The morning and evening, the dhikr you prescribed, I do all of this. There's no gathering that I leave. Look at my sheets, it's totally full of the ticks, your dhikr, and there's no dhikr I've missed. Is it? Then I'm surprised. What's this? This person, why hasn't he become Ghawthul Adam yet? Why isn't he the great sheikh? He's got so much dhikr and remembrance. He should be, masha, floating in the air. So what's going on here? And then we realize the problem, the underlying problem, that he's got a puncture in the tire. He pumps up the tire. Then he looks at women, films and pictures and immoral activities and immodest things. He's got that screen in his pocket. He wastes his time with that. And he does other actions. He lies, commits excesses, and he winks at the people. He takes money from people. He lies and cheats people. He said, don't worry, it's okay, I'm not watching the women, they're looking at me, what difference does it make? And you can sit with them, a few of them, in your room and just talk to them. No, the women, I'm not looking at the women, it's just, look, I've got the sunglasses on, look, I've taken them off, I won't see them anymore. People speak rubbish like this. They're watching, they're looking at the opposite sex. It's not acceptable, it's not lawful. Can a person continue to live like this when he's openly breaking the principles? So we need to strengthen our focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to do abundance of dhikr, and dhikr is the capsule, is the medicine, just like the doctor prescribes the medicine. So what do we need to do? What do we need to do? We need to do the sins, the dhikr in abundance, and leave the sins. And after that, I will give you the certificate of walayat, inshallah. Not small walayat, very high grade walayat. You'll get the stamp from the back with the fadl of Allah if you do these actions. That's it. And you will become, mashallah, a person who's striving. May Allah give me the tawfiq. I will start these actions and you start as well. Otherwise, the time we've wasted, it's gone. I'm sorry. We should say we're sorry to Allah. The time that's passed before today, we've wasted. My time's been wasted, for sure. And if we can understand today, then even then Allah says that I am Kareem and your life will start today. New lease of life. Yeah, we haven't died yet, have we? We're still alive. If we say from today, Allah says, I will improve your life from today. You need to make effort. Allah says, try. Sahih Mashkura. You strive from today. Make effort. Allah says, I will accept from today. And even if you reach your destination or not, Allah says, don't worry. But you are pious. You've done these three actions. Become mine. Focus towards me. Try to become mine by doing dhikr. And take the wasila, which is dhikr Allahi. And after that, be cautious and careful. Leave the sins. And discard the sins from your body, from your heart, from your mind, spiritually, physically, and try your best. And Allah says, Sai Mashkura, that I will accept your deeds if you pass away in this way. Even if you have not reached the destination, I will accept you, Allah Ta'ala says. So will we do this, brothers? Insha'Allah. Okay, so let's start now. Ameen.